Agree with you, and I've told a bunch of people I think they're going to ruin somebody's season in September. And the reason I say that, this is not a team with an identity, but it's a bunch of guys that have been casted off throughout the course of their career that a multitude of other organizations never gave a chance to. So they're these waiver claim DFA guys that are giving it their all every single night. Or I mean, this happens to a lot of guys throughout their career. They wait for that first opportunity to take their, well, first big bite out of the apple and see if that, you know, if they could parlay that into a major league career. So you've got the Derek Hills and the Vidal Brujans and so many of these other guys. So Christian Pache, you've seen him. But, you know, we'll see. But they're playing really, really hard without an identity. And I told you this earlier before we did this. Some way, somehow, up three or down three, especially when they're down, they find a way to bring the tying man to the plate late every single night.
What on earth has gotten into Jake Berger?
That's a good question. Even last week, his wife texted him after one of the games and said, "You're smoking hot." And he said, "I never thought I'd hear that." So he is crazy hot at the plate right now. Actually, it's amazing. Xavier Edwards, who's become our Luis Arraez, and no disrespect to Luis because we love him dearly, he's played even better. Him, Berger, Jesus Sanchez, who's got an RBI in four or five straight, and Jonah Bryant. Again, this is a guy that the A's really never gave an opportunity to. Marlins get him, and they're giving him his first full featured run in the big leagues, and the kid is hitting every night. I mean, those four at the top of the Marlins batting order right now are seemingly doing something to get a little instant offense every night. So yeah, Berger's been scorching hot. It's unbelievable.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Jesus Sanchez is a personal favorite of the Mets radio booth.
Yeah.
And specifically Keith Rad, who just is incredibly entertained by him each and every night, because it seems like you never know what he's going to do.
You never know what he's going to do. Once in a while, somebody will pitch him inside. You see the Soto shuffle that comes out of nowhere. A routine fly ball is not a can of corn. It's off to the side, left or right hip. Half the time, you're not sure if it's 10 o'clock at night. The sun's in his eyes because he can't find it. Like, yes, I can understand why he's a personal favorite of the Mets radio booth, because it is entertaining every night he takes the field.
What's the expectation for this team moving forward? Because, I mean, they've had such a rough season coming off last year, but it seems like there's a level of optimism heading into 2025 just with the prospect call that came at the deadline.
That and the starting pitching staff has been decimated. I don't know what they're going to do this winter, but you've got Sandy Alcantara, Yuri Perez, Max Meyer, who you'll see tomorrow, Jesus Luzardo, Ryan Weathers, so on and so forth, Braxton Garrett. You can never have enough starting pitching, but they should conceivably, and they might trade guys, understandable, should go into next spring with 7 to 8 healthy 9 starting pitchers who have actually proven themselves at points throughout their major league career. They did. At the trade deadline, they got a multitude of guys back that are not 17 years old out of the Dominican and going to low A ball. There's a bunch of kids in AA and AAA. The De Los Santos kid, who's the minor league home run leader, and Connor Norby, who hit a homer against us, then we traded for him. Kyle Stowers. Those two kids were just jammed up in that Orioles pipeline. So we'll see. I mean, they should have the pitching going into next season, but it feels unfair to say that they should be in contention for something. Like last year, they're going to have to prove to everybody, and they'll have plenty of doubters, that they're good.
Kyle, thanks so much.
All right.